Hello everyone, my name is Sagar and you are listening to Road to Revamp. So what's new? You guys must be thinking, where is Abhishek? He is the one who introduces our guests, right? Well, guess what? In today's episode, I am turning the tables. He will be the one answering questions. As promised, we will tell you about our journey from the genesis to morphosis of this podcast. So without taking much time, I would take this opportunity to welcome the mover, the learner, and as his Facebook says, a misfit and weirdo. None other than the genius behind this podcast, Mr. Abhishek Singh. Hi Abhishek, welcome to Road to Revamp.
Hi Sagar, first of all, it's an amazing experience to be interviewed on your own podcast. I mean, I'm overwhelmed. I used to take interviews for this podcast and now I am being interviewed. So I'm a little nervous that I have to, you know, agree.
Well, I completely understand your nervousness. So my first question will be very cliched. Like, who is Abhishek Singh? How would you introduce yourself?
My introduction, I mean, these days I feel like I don't know anything. Even then, I'll say I'm a CrossFit coach with Reebok CrossFit Robust. I work as a personal trainer. I used to have a lot of certifications. I'm saying used to because I don't find those certifications actually represent my thought process. Every certification makes you something, it restricts you in a way. It gives you a lot of information, but at the same time, it try to encompass your thoughts in a circle. And these days, I feel more about being free, being a mover. So if I'll say, who am I? What is my introduction? Then I'll say, I'm a free spirit. I'm a mover. I don't believe in one system. I'm not restricted to one aspect of fitness. I'm everything. That's what my introduction is.
Mm-hmm. Very well answered. So, the second question of mine. Tell us where from your journey started in this industry.
My journey in the industry. Actually, it was not a journey. It was an accident. So, after my holiday, I want to tell you that I used to be an electrical engineer with a power plant based company, and I took a break to appear in some competitive examinations, and I was looking for some physical training because previously I used to do Muay Thai, but I was bored with that and I wanted something new to pursue. And during those days, cross training was in fashion, still in fashion, but with different names. So I was searching cross training on Google and I found CrossFit. So I started watching their website and their WODs, they posted for free. So I thought, oh wow, it's amazing. I can just, you know, pick up a workout every day, do this workout and see, I'm fit. And it actually helped me because, you know, like when you do different movements every day, they never let you adapt so easily and your body respond to that. For a beginner, your body respond to all those movements really well. And I felt amazing. But when I dive deeper into that, I realized that I'm not doing things correctly. And then I started following various coaches, CrossFit Journal, Coach Kelly Starrett, Carl Pauli, and many other people. And I realized that I know nothing and I'm doing shit. So then I decided to start learning CrossFit in Reebok CrossFit Gurgaon. So first, I approached them as a member, like I want to join, but soon I realized that neither I have that kind of human capacity, and nor I am strong enough to pursue it so soon. I need to build some foundation. But you know, Coach Piyush Pandey, he actually, you know, given me this opportunity to be an intern in Reebok CrossFit Gurgaon, and he actually, you know, he was impressed with my commute. I used to travel from Ghaziabad to Gurgaon to attend 2 hours internship. So he was very impressed with my dedication and hard work, and he said, no matter if you don't have physical strength or, you know, paying capacity, but your dedication is enough to allow you as an intern. So all thanks to him, I started doing my internship there, and it was the advent or start of my fitness career.
Indeed, an interesting one. So what made you stay? I mean, despite of being a professionally active engineer, how come you ended up in fitness industry?
I ended up in fitness industry because now the next thing, like I was doing CrossFit with Coach Piyush in Reebok CrossFit Gurgaon, and like I'm from engineering background, so I soon started realizing limitations of the system. When you do exercise in a group and a coach is leading that group, he has, you know, limited focus, and he has only 2 eyes, and there are 10, 12 people in that class. So no matter how hard you're trying to fix everyone, there will be loopholes. There will be people you cannot help. People of different abilities come into group classes. And I soon realized that very few people are actually getting real benefits. Yeah, everybody's sweating after the workout, but how well you performed in that workout, that's the most important thing. So when I started, I had no idea about it. And I also used to, you know, I had this mentality to crush the WOD. But when I listened to these coaches, Coach Carl, Coach Kelly Starrett, and Coach Berginer, Mark Ripito, even Coach Glassman, I saw those seminar videos, CrossFit Level 1 seminar videos, in journal, and I realized that we need to improve a lot. And I wanted to start, you know, in place of asking some other coaches to change their way of coaching, I wanted to, you know, do it by myself. So then I thought, it's not a bad profession. It's a good thing to, you know, teach people, change people's life. Though I don't know if I have changed anyone's life except mine. But yeah, that was the thought at that time when I appeared in my CrossFit Level 1 certification.
Tell me a bit more about your previous profession. And do you think this transition could have been better? I mean, you were an engineer who became a CrossFitter. That's a whole different track. What do you think of CrossFit as a system and a community?
As I told you, I was an electrical engineer. I was a science student all my life, and I did my electrical engineering, and I was in job for 3 years. After that, CrossFit happened. And I tell you, CrossFit, I'm pretty lucky that I started my fitness journey from CrossFit, because if I ended up, I would end up with something like bodybuilding or something else. I would definitely be, you know, restricted to certain patterns. But in CrossFit, the beauty of this game is you have a plethora of movements. You're not, you know, limited with options and thoughts, and you have, you know, years of material to work upon. You cannot just learn some single joint movement, though I'm totally in for bodybuilding. If someone wants to have an aesthetic body, they must definitely go for bodybuilding. But if you really want to increase your movement capacity, if you want to increase your movement vocabulary, then CrossFit is a great point to start. And at the same time, I mean, I have never seen in any gym your fellow members are actually supporting you, or they are clapping you for your achievements. Like when I, you know, did first wall handstand, there were people clapping. So it was pretty bad handstand. I, you know, just hit the wall like I'm going to break this wall. But still, people were supporting me. In the same way, like when I first did my pull-up, when I completed 5 pull-ups, it was a wow moment for me. Wow moment. So, I mean, other coaches and lots of other people were cheering me up. And not just me, everyone. So I think this community aspect helped me stay put. And even a trainer's salary was nothing at that time. Still, I this motivation kept me on, and still I'm a CrossFit coach.
Impressive. So when did you realize you should be in fitness industry? What motivated you to make this shift?
See, there are so many things which actually motivated me to shift from engineering to fitness. Not just, you know, I was inspired to change the way people are training. That was one thing. It was one thing for sure. I wanted to improve my fitness. That was second thing. But the most important thing was that 9-to-5 job. It was consistent travel because I was a site engineer. I never had time to cook my food, to look after me. And these things actually, you know, I used to think when I was in engineering college that I'll do some research. I'll do some, you know, path breaking thing. And soon I realized that being a corporate slave, you have to follow certain algorithms. Those things will keep changing as you will start using new equipment. But you know how how long it takes to learn these things. You just do those things every day in, day out, and you're never been appreciated. You're never been asked to learn more. You're doing that particular job. Well done, amazing. So you're not motivated. Nobody is coming and saying, you know, Abhishek, you did amazing work. Now do something more challenging. So everyone was happy. Like you started at 9 o'clock, finished your shift at 5, or maybe sometimes 6 or 7. And after that, everyone was sad. Like, oh my God, is job mein toh paise hi nahi hai. Or I'm working too hard. And, you know, still I cannot see my family because we used to at site for 3 to 6 months in one go. So definitely it's depressing. As a human being, you're away from your family, your loved ones. So that was another big, big factor which, you know, which actually motivated me to leave that and come to my family. So these were the certain things which job wise I was not satisfied with those. And you know, I used to think that I'm earning less money, that's why I want to do something else like MBA or, you know, some government services. But I wanted something more satisfying, more day-to-day work I can put, something which makes me frustrated in a positive way. Like I'm trying to do a handstand, or I'm trying to learn Olympic lifts, and I'm making certain mistakes, and you'll correct some mistakes, you'll again start doing something new, some new mistakes, and you're being corrected. So it's like consistent, you know, experimentation. It's like consistent innovation. You're discovering everything about yourself and about those new movements every day. And it inspired me to stick to this. Because initially I thought I'm doing this internship thing, it'll get over in 2-3 months. And after my sabbatical, I'll go back to my job. But there was nothing in that job. even if I would have done MBA, what would be there? What would have been there? I mean, nothing. You'll be doing the same thing day in, day out. That's my perspective. Maybe people think something else. So, yeah, these were those factors which made me shift the paradigm.
What brands you have worked with till now?
Brands, I mean, I'm working for Reebok CrossFit for a quite long time. And actually, my formal, first job as a trainer, I did with SportsFit by MS Dhoni. And Dhoni started a new chain in early 2013. And after my level 1 certification in 2012 August, I decided to start working formally in this industry. And they were the only one investing in CrossFit at that time. So I joined them. It was a really good learning experience for me because I was not working for a CrossFit gym for a while, but I was I was responsible to train people in CrossFit in a global gym. So apart from CrossFit, I learned a lot of other things, like, you know, there are so many great movements in bodybuilding which can help you prepare your joints for high impact things, and I learned it there. First time I learned how to operate a treadmill over there, and you know, this all these funny things, like interesting things too, like Zumba, spinning and all. I was quite new. I used to just use a barbell or a rowing machine, so and just to pull a bar to do my workout, and I still do that, but it's always great to know more about your body, and using machines sometimes really, really help you. And yeah, I did that in SportsFit, Reebok CrossFit, SportsFit, and yes, then I worked for Soul of Strength in Calcutta, and that was actually a life-changing experience. SOS, by far the best thing happened to me, and I just whatever I'm doing right now, and I'm proudly calling myself a mover, it only happened because I came into contact with Dr. Ramanna and those amazing people who are the members of SOS. So there, actually, in true sense, I did many things. Like, I went there to learn kettlebells, and then Dr. Ramanna exposed me to primal, it's ground force method. Yeah, ground force method. And he used to use a lot of animal flow movements, gymnastic bodies concept, and amazing things about powerlifting. He just changed my lifts altogether in first 3 months. Those small cues were more than enough to, you know, make big shift in my lifting capacity. So he's actually, you know, the ocean of knowledge in everything from powerlifting to kettlebell to gymnastic bodies to animal flow to primal patterns. And there are many more things. I mean, I don't even know the names of those things. He exposed us to those amazing, amazing movements. And those 2 years actually prepared me as a mover. I got an eye for movement. I got that body which was ready to experiment. And then again, after SOS, I came back to Delhi and I started freelance personal training. And again, I joined Reebok CrossFit Robust, to be precise.
Okay, so this question I always wanted to ask from you. What is your ideology of fitness? What is fitness for you?
My ideology? I have no ideology, especially for fitness. There is no ideology. You cannot follow one thing to actually become an amazing mover, trainer, or you can say personal trainer, but you need everything. You need everything. You have to be part physiotherapist, part dietitian, part bodybuilder, part crossfitter, part an animal locomotion expert. I mean, part, a lot of things you need. And yes, a part cheerleader. You are a guru, but you have to be at the receiving end too. You are a guru and you are a learner, both at the same time. So ideology wise, I don't have any set ideology. In one word, if I would, or in one sentence, if I would like to define, I would say movement is my religion. That's it. And movement means anything. Moving your neck, moving your shoulder, doing a bicep curl, doing a kipping pull-up, doing a handstand, doing a flip. Everything. And I use almost everything to train my clients. I don't follow any ideology, to be precise.
Interesting. Okay, so moving on. Tell me, what are your current affiliations?
As I told you, I'm working with Reebok CrossFit Robust, with Kamal Chikara. We share almost same train of thoughts when it comes to training people in CrossFit Robust. It's more like a laboratory for us. We are training ourselves to coach people better. So first thing we try to do is to develop awareness of your surrounding, awareness of your own body, then awareness to the barbell, to the kettlebell, to different complex movements. In CrossFit Robust, whatever we are doing is very close to my heart. And I'll keep trying to do whatever we are doing with the same vigor and passion.
Yeah, it shows in all your Facebook updates. So talking about passion, where from this idea of podcasting came to your mind?
Podcasting. I did this basic mountaineering course last year and I met this, you know, a bit serious and a bit creative and a bit nerdy person, Naga Subramania, and he's from Mysore. I took a workshop in his city last year. So actually, when I took that workshop, then Naga was talking about this podcast thing. He launched his podcast last year. The name is Passion People Podcast. So his podcast is doing great. So he told me that, why don't you start something like this? And I was like, why to do such hard work, listen to people and unnecessarily take their bullshit? So on first hand, I just discarded the idea. But you know, like, I'm listening Tim Ferriss, Joe Rogan, London Real, Brian Rose, Rob Wolf, and many more people, and I have learned a lot. They are spreading free knowledge, and as a coach, I learned a lot from these podcasts. And then I thought that something like this we should do in India too. Definitely there is no money so far, and sometimes I feel really dejected because, you know, for podcasts you have to travel and you have to buy some equipments which are really costly. But after everything, the satisfaction you get after talking to someone is surreal. Because, you know, we only meet people online in virtual world and we make opinions about them and about their craft. But when you meet people personally, you find a different person altogether. And this is enough motivation for me to continue this work as a podcaster. Different people come with different ideas, and I never had any, you know, belief that Indian fitness industry has such gems. Every interview or every podcast, you know, helped me evolve a bit.
What does Road to Revamp have in store this year for its listeners?
You can expect a lot more from Road to Revamp. We're gonna bring lots of international guests. We are having 4 to 5 international guests already on our podcast, and those podcasts are not live so far, so stay tuned for that. And yeah, so far this is the plan.
Though I'm a part of this whole process, yet I am so excited that I can't tell you. Thank you so much for taking this initiative for the community. So this was Abhishek talking about his journey and this podcast. I apologize for the delay, as we are consistently upgrading our skills and resources to produce and bring the highest quality content for you. Stay tuned, as in coming episodes, we will present to you internationally proclaimed coaches and masters from different corners of the world. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. My name is Sagar and you are listening to Road to Revamp.